Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 425, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. I love the Q&A portion of the show because this is your time to ask me specific questions that you want to know about. Now, why should you bother sending me a question? Well, first, you're entered into small raffles when you do send me a question. Second, it makes me happy. And third, well, let's face it, you may be wondering, why bother sending in a question? Aren't I just a narrator for other people's blogs? Well, I am so much more. I have a number of degrees and credentials behind my name. I'll spare you this time from listing everything. But let's just say, health, wellness, nutrition, fitness, stress management, these are my passions. And I do have the credentials and certifications to back up those passions. All right, without further ado, let's jump right to today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, this is Joe. I live in Michigan, and I was wondering, what are the effects of drinking kombucha, and how many should you drink in a day?
Thank you for your question, Joe. I still remember the very first nutrition class I took as an undergraduate student. My, how things have changed. That was where I was told that drinking tea was bad for you because it contained caffeine. I was actually thrilled at the time because I couldn't stand tea. So by avoiding tea, I felt like I wasn't missing out on anything. But again, my, how things have changed. First, my tastes have matured, and I'm proud to say that I have come to appreciate tea and enjoy all varieties. But we've also learned a lot more about caffeine and tea and their potential health benefits. So back to your question, Joe, about kombucha. In case you were wondering about where I was going with my drawn-out story about tea, I promise I did have a point. Kombucha is often consumed as tea. So when you're walking up and down the aisle at your favorite supermarket, you might find they carry kombucha tea. What's interesting about kombucha is that it's often referred to as kombucha mushroom or Manchurian mushroom. This is ironic because the word kombucha translates to tea made from kombu seaweed. What's even more ironic is that kombucha is not made from mushrooms or seaweed. It's actually made by combining black tea, sugar, and yeast together and then letting it sit for about a week or so. By the end of that week, the hope is that you end up with this blob of gelatinous goo. So why those ingredients and why let it sit till it forms this not so appetizing gelatinous goo? Well, combining these ingredients and letting it sit for an extended period of time allows it to grow fungi and bacteria, which is basically what that gelatinous blob is made of. Now that might sound disgusting, but there are supposed to be beneficial bacteria, bacteria that will promote health, not harm it, in that gelatinous blob. So what you're doing is creating essentially a fermented food. If you've ever had yogurt, sourdough bread, kimchi, or sauerkraut, you've consumed a food that has gone through a similar fermentation process. So after a week of letting this mixture sit and form its gelatin-like blob, you drink it. And again, by doing so, you're hoping to consume those beneficial bacteria found in that gelatinous blob. Supposedly, kombucha tea has been around for at least 2,000 years. It was believed that drinking it would cure illnesses, but actual scientific analysis of these claims didn't start happening until the 1930s. Today, some claim that kombucha tea improves digestion, boosts immunity, lowers blood sugar and cholesterol levels, and lots more. Unfortunately, human studies have not found this to be true. Part of the problem is, each kombucha tea contains different organisms. So how can we possibly get an accurate picture of what's going on when we really don't know what we're comparing? And it's for this very reason we can't really say how much kombucha tea we should or can safely consume. We don't have a safe dosage. But my perspective is always this. If it's not causing harm, then don't stress about it. So then the question is, does kombucha cause harm? There have been reported cases of illness like liver problems and allergic reactions, and at least one reported death. How could this happen? Well, here are some potential problems with kombucha tea. Let's say you were to make a homemade version. The type of bacteria and fungi that you'll end up with in your version of the tea is really dependent on what bacteria and fungi are lying around your kitchen. So there may be good bacteria and fungi in your kitchen, or not so good. When drinking store-bought kombucha tea, the same rule applies. Are they making this stuff in a fairly clean environment, or are they a little loose with their hygiene? So I'm basically saying that the type of kombucha tea you end up with is really a product of the environment in which you grow it. You also need to be careful about where you store your kombucha tea. There have been reported cases of lead poisoning because folks stored their tea in a ceramic pot, which contained a lead-based glaze. Glass is probably the safest vessel to grow and store kombucha tea. So the bottom line is this. Kombucha tea is probably not going to provide many health benefits, if any at all. But if it's not harming you, enjoy it. Just be sure to monitor how you feel after consuming it. To lower your risk of any unintentional side effects, if you're consuming store-bought kombucha tea, be sure it's from a reputable company. It may not be a bad idea to do a little bit of research and find out what the company does to ensure the safety of its product. If you're making it at home, be sure your kitchen is clean at the very least. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you again for the question, Joe. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to submit a question and have a chance to win books, it's really easy. You can call in, the number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD, or you can submit your audio question by clicking the red bar along the side of our site at oldpodcast.com. That'll let you record your question, listen back to it, and then submit it to us. Again, you can find that at oldpodcast.com. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you, as always, for listening every day and all the way through. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily, too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.